Blog Talk Kingdom. Radio.
Kingdom greetings and welcome once again to Tamaya Deliverance Ministries Blog Talk Radio Show. I bless God for you tuning in, and I am just humbled by the message that the Lord has given unto us on this day. We know that He will never do anything in this earth realm. He'll never do anything, period, without notifying His mouthpiece, without allowing His people to know what's going on. And if you have an ear, I want you to hear closely what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to us in this hour. Matthew 24:7 says, "Nations will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famine and earthquake in various places. In every country, city, and state, we are seeing and experiencing calamities. We are experiencing what is known as the beginning of sorrow in the Bible." Several years ago, the Lord showed me a vision of an angel that descended in the middle of the United States, and its right leg was lifted, that when it dropped this foot down, the force from the angel's foot ricocheted toward the east, and there were lingering effects to the north, the south, and the west. And instantly in my spirit, I was troubled because I knew that the Lord had released judgment upon the United States. We have allowed sin to run rapid. There is no distinction between the church and the world. So when the Lord prompted my spirit on yesterday to release this message, and He took me to Revelation, the 6th chapter, the 12th through the 13th verse. And it reads, "I watched as He opened the 6th seal. There was a great earthquake. The sun turned black like sackcloth made of goat's hair, while and the moon turned blood red, and the stars in the sky fell to earth as late figs drop from a fig tree when shaken by a strong wind. There is a great shaking that has taken place both in the natural and spiritually." And when we look at prophetically what the scripture is saying by the leading of the Holy Spirit given guidance, we know that if we look first in the natural, we see that there's earthquake in every area, in California, in Chile. Many years ago when I was in Washington, D.C., there was an unusual earthquake that occurred that was felt in Pennsylvania, that was felt in Baltimore. And when I called back home to Charleston, I was told in Sumter, in the upper state of South Carolina, they experienced the tremors. So God is shaking. He's shaking us to get our attention. But who is listening? Who is paying attention to what the Lord is saying? We have allowed, according to our own desires, we've allowed our lusts, our desires to supersede the will of God. When we look at the church itself, not all, the majority, have allowed sin to linger. Sin came in, and instead of dealing with it, it has been hidden. But no more. God is shaking his church. He gave the sun and the moon to us as signs for seasons and time. And if you look at the season and the time that we're in, you will see that we're out of season and out of time. We as a church is out of order. We are operating in offices. We're operating in functions that bring the Lord no glory. He places offices in the church for the edification, for the building of the body of Christ. We've got to look past what our desire is and see the need of God. There are souls that are dying daily. There are so many people that are hungry for truth. And I know it seems as if no matter where you go, there is always something going on, but God is so merciful. He is exposing so that we can come to true repentance. I know that the judgment has been released, and I'm not the only person that he is speaking to in this hour. But I have decided to cry aloud and spare not. And it's not even me, because he is prompting me, he's prompting others to let people know what is going on. We know clearly that in these latter days, things are going to come. The scripture is going to be fulfilled. But we must take a stand. We must stand for righteousness. So if I look back at Revelation 6, we know judgment has been pronounced on us, the United States. We can look around and we can see that there are things that the Christians have allowed to take place. And why do I say we have allowed? Because there is power in prayer. Prayer can change things. Prayer can bring about a change if we come together on one accord. The Bible says that one can chase 1,000, two can chase 10,000. And I know that there's more than just one or two Christians. There are more than one or two living holy and living righteous. And I'm not just talking about Sunday. I am talking about always. Those people who desire to follow God's commandments, that have decided to follow the word of God, not changing it and not tainting it. But the sun turned black like sackcloth. When the sun is not shining, the sun brings exposure. And when the sun is not shining, there is no exposure. So then we allow things to occur that we know has no merits, that brings an abomination, that brings a reproach to God. So the sun is not going to shine anymore. And then what are you going to do? The sun brings not only spiritually but naturally as well, because the Bible says that phantoms will come into the land. In other words, the very necessities that is needed to keep our body nourished is going to be dried up. There's going to be limited supply. There are going to be people that's gorging. And the one thing that the Lord had showed me that, and I'm short on time, is, and I may have to do a part two if the Lord allows, but he showed me in another vision that as the the office, those that have titles and position that was not given by God, as they're fighting for their rightful position, what they believe to be their rightful position, and the people that are not saved, those that are lukewarm, are looking for a place of safety, which would be the church, they can't find it because all they see is the same thing that's going on in the world. And so what the Lord showed me was these faces, these eyes that are just looking around for help. And where are the ones that can help? Where are they? The Bible says that many are called, but few are chosen. And those chosen ones, the ones that were called and chosen and anointed by God, are still in the trenches. They're still standing on the righteousness of God. They're still standing on holiness. They're still crying out for mercy, crying that God will have mercy upon us, that even though he has release judgment upon us, at least he will not let the full force go forth. I pray for the souls that are lost, but those that are looking for a true body of Christ, that's looking for the true church, that before they leave this side, they have that opportunity to give their life to Christ. The Bible talks about earthquakes. Earthquakes are shaking. The earth is shaking, heaven and earth. So it is in the earth, so it is in heaven. Shaking things that are not rooted and grounded in God will be lost. They will run around like a chicken with their head cut off. When we look at the moon, when we look at the stars, we see that the moon is going to turn black. And what we do, not black, I'm sorry, the moon is going to turn red. The sun is going to turn black, but the moon is going to turn red. In other words, we're going to start, when I say we, those that are not truly rooted and grounded in Christ, those that know of God but don't know him, those that when the trouble comes, when those birth and pain comes, when sorrow comes, are going to start relying on their own sources. They're going to start relying on those false gods. They're going to start listening to those false prophets that are going to say, and false teachers and false pastors and evangelists and bishops, all the things that are not lining up with the word of God, because they so desperately want to hear the good stuff. We know in Deuteronomy 28, it tells us, you do these things, the blessings will follow you. You do these things, curses will follow you. We know that God has already told us that there are certain things that we need to always look to him as our true and living God, that we should turn away from idols. We should turn away from those things that are evil, so that our hands will be clean and our hearts will be pure. I pray on today, or whenever you hear this message, that you would really seek the Lord with your heart, that you will really go to him with true repentance, that you will ask God to show you, nobody else. Let God show you, and let God show you the time that we are in. Because truly, people of God, we've got to wake up. We've got to now turn our plate down. We've got to get on our face and really mean what we sing. Because if you're not rooted and grounded in our Father, if you're not rooted and grounded in the Word of God, because he is the Word, as the shaking gets more turbulent, you will care. Shalom.